Okay, so we're going to continue with our discussion in Siman Lamed of the time that we put on tefillin, or the earliest time that we put on tefillin. Again, as we saw in Beis yesterday, you don't put on tefillin at night, and the reason is because we're scared maybe a person will fall asleep while wearing the tefillin since it's nighttime. And then they might not be in the correct status physically to which one could wear tefillin. And therefore, again, night's out, so then going back to Aleph, so then question is when's the earliest one could put on tefillin? So we discussed yesterday this timeline that we call Mishi Yakir, that there's a point where it's close to sunrise. Well, that depends what you consider close to sunrise. And it's a point where you can recognize someone who you're somewhat acquainted with, not very close, but not very far, too, and recognize them because it's light enough outside. So now again, this is before sunrise, I want to make that clear. It's before sunrise, and therefore, that would be light enough. Now again, as I mentioned yesterday, we had this issue when we had the 545 minyan, but also certain times of the year we have this problem, no matter what time you daven almost. The time of, now we have daylight savings time, they're talking about making daylight savings time permanent. As difficult as the situation is now, with changing the clocks twice a year and all this type of stuff, but it does help as far as Mane Tefillah is concerned. Right? So like a couple weeks ago before we changed the clock, so Zman Kriya Shema was very early, I mean relatively, 9:06 or something like that. Once we change the clock, it's not a problem. Now we know the opposite could also apply, that it gets day very late, could happen. Yogi Berra said the other way, gets late early, right? Gets late early, right? Yeah, something like that. So anyways, and then, you know, you have to put on tefillin very, very late. That's a very big problem. So in a way, the way we have it now, where we switch it, it's difficult. Maybe certain times of the year we're catching up on sleep, or our cycle's a little off. But again, our sleep cycle, but rhythm. But again, it's good as far as some Zmanei Tefillah are concerned. So now, again, the issue is, let's say I have to put on tefillin before this time of Mishi Yakir. So let's see Gimel. Why a person might do that. Hayarotze lotzes l'derech b'ashkama. Someone wanted to leave on a trip early. Again, yeah, then and today. Again, maybe the caravan's leaving, the wagon's leaving early, or the flight is leaving early. Right? So, and it's very early, b'ashkama. It's very early. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu kodem amod hashachar, even before amod hashachar." You know, amod hashachar. When I was a kid, they used to call it morning star, but it's not morning star.
Dawn.
No, it's, I don't know. It's not a detergent. I don't know. It's hard to tell because, like, again, when you look at these charts and you go outside, it's pitch black. So. Again, as Mr. Friedman was saying, that could be for a different reason, maybe, I don't know. But again, usually we say Amud HaShachar is whatever you want to call it in English. It is before sunrise, but that is the earliest that we would consider a day. So in other words, if, I have no idea what it is now. Is it on there? I don't know.
Today it was 6:06.
No, that was Nate's.
5:41 for Alos.
Alos, right. Right, that's alos. Alos, Amar Shachar, same thing.
25 minutes between alos and Mishyater.
Right.
1 hour and 25 minutes between alos and Nates.
Right. So that's a lot. That's a lot. An hour and
25 minutes.
Five. No, right,
sorry, so that's an hour and 15 minutes.
No. Yeah.
41 to 6:56.
Right. I'm, so. Right. So. So again, usually alos or amar shachar is when we consider it bidyeved day. Anything before that. So let's say today, what was it? 5:41. So anytime before 5:41, as you know, this happened last week on Tanis Esther. So you know, I don't remember what time it was. You had to wake up at a certain time before that time for Alos, for Amar HaShachar, and then you could eat because it's nighttime. It's nighttime. You could daven Maariv. Remember the advent of the 5:45 minion. But there was one guy, two guys, still remember who they were, who advocated, who wanted to know if they could daven mat, come early, daven Maariv, take a little break, then go over Alos, and then daven Shacharis. Technically, you could do it, but technically you can't do it, because Chazal say you're not allowed to do it. Because obviously, as Gemara and Bracha says all the way, it's good, you're going to forget, right? Go to sleep. People are late for Minyan. So, you know, like, then you blow Maariv, right? So this person wanted to leave early. Now we're talking about even if he got up before Amud HaShachar, before Alos. So again, so the person, let's say 5 o'clock, not even that late. Right, it could be 5:30 even, right? Today, even around then. So what? And he has to go somewhere. So manicham, next page. So he puts on tefillin before the time we spoke about yesterday, before Mishiyakir. Might be way before. Ukshayagia, next page, page 79. Ukshayagia zmanan, and when the time comes, in other words, after Mishiyakir, as we discussed yesterday, Yamashmesh Mahem Vivrach. You touch them, you feel them, and then you make the necessary brachas. So you're going to say, well, how can I put on tefillin so early? It's nighttime. It's before Alos. So, and aren't we scared? So, how can you do that? So, my answer is again, it's classic. You have to think about the reason. Why can't you put on tefillin at night? Because we're scared you're going to sleep in them. And then you physically might not be in. But now, here, in this case, we don't have to worry that you'll fall asleep in them. Why? Because you got up, right? You're up. And you're going on the road. You're catching a plane. So therefore, there's no problem.
This is Bidya.
Again, if somebody has to catch a plane, or again, they have to be at work by a certain time, you know, they have to be there, right? I don't think it's true anymore, but stockbrokers had to be at work at 6 o'clock, right? Or, you know, I don't know, there's different people.
If somebody has a really drive. Time to get to work, are they allowed to rely on this day in and day out?
Again, it's not so simple, but... Rabbi Rivian Zalangazan told me he grew up in Detroit. He told me Detroit is like a weird, because it's the end of the time zone. And it's really like, I think, oh yeah, what you tell me, it's so crazy why it's in the Eastern time zone. It definitely should not be in the Eastern time zone. I heard once the reason why, because GM was very powerful then, and GM wanted to be on the same time zone as the stock exchange.
That's a good reason. Change the
ball. And they got it done. So he, I remember he always used to tell me that they have wacky times, Zmanu. Like, it's a very big problem. I think Paris also, because they're north. It's like really crazy, you know.
Right. chapter said even on Monday it was pretty crazy.
I don't know, but they say Paris is really like really, really crazy. Yeah, some 10 o'clock, yeah. Now, there's a very important Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so now we understand the halacha. The reason is because the whole chash that Chazal had does not apply in this case. Nobody's falling asleep. I'm going to go back to sleep. Now, yes, there is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah and also in the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Dalet, that person's going to Derech. So the Mishnah Berurah says, specifically, he's walking or he's riding. But again, how about if you're sitting on a wagon? Again, the whole issue is maybe you'll fall asleep. Oh no, I'm not going to fall asleep because I'm, you know. So it's not just that you're up. You're walking, you're riding, like in the old days. But again, imagine if you're on a plane. Easily, I can't, but whatever. So again, there's Mishnah Berurah and a Bir Halacha on this. Does it still apply? But again, those are the issues. Now there's, we have a little more time. It's a very, very important Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. So again, the Mechaber says when the requisite time comes, you touch them and then you make the brachas. The after tiru chazal lahakdim hanachasan b'layla b'makom delek alamecha shalshena. Even though Chazal said you could put on the tefillin really early, even at night, if there's no possibility of falling asleep, which again takes care of the whole problem, so then you'd say, well, if Chazal say there's no problem putting on tefillin that early, even at night, because you're not going to go to sleep because you're walking, you're right. Again, normally at night you can't put, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. But here you would because there's no possibility of falling asleep. You're walking, you're traveling. So then you'd say, I'm allowed to put it on, so I should be able to make a bracha. So the Mishnah answer is, afilo haki le'inyan bracha, but still, when it comes to a bracha, l'ratzu l'sakin lomar v'tzivanu kodem hazman. Chazal didn't want to allow somebody to say v'tzivanu. V'tzivanu la'niach tefillin. You have commanded me to put on tefillin. What do you mean? It's not the time. Okay, so your situation today happens to be unusual. You have to leave early and you're walking and you know, so there's no. Okay, so you're an outlier. But can we say v'tzivanu? So therefore it's a split. Right? You could put on tefillin earlier, as long as there's no problem that you might fall asleep, but you cannot make the bracha. Bracha you have to make when the time comes. So now, this is what came up very often in the early minyan. Mikol makom, however, im kidem ubirek balayla, let's say you did make the bracha. Right? You can imagine this happens, you know, right? They're used to making a bracha on tefillin, so the early minyan, and then it happens to be that time of year that it's too early. You know what? It's the first few days after they change the clock, and you know he's used to making the bracha even at the early minyan. You know, and so he made a bracha. Happened all the time. So people came and asked, "What's the deal?" So again, if a person made the bracha even though it's nighttime, ubarech b'layla kisha hinicham, ein sarach levarach shenis b'boker. You do not have to make a new bracha. Do not have to make a new bracha when the time comes. So again, that's a very important halacha. Again, that comes up again, especially when the times, you know, like it's going to get that way. So Meretz Hashem, that is the halacha. Okay, Meretz Hashem will continue this tomorrow, Bli Nether. Oh, no, not tomorrow. I have a class on tomorrow. Meretz Hashem on Wednesday, believe me.